This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, great. Now I have to have a jelly roll for lunch.
Wow. Emo song.
I love it.
I love it. But I'm just saying, like, really gets you in your feels.
I think he's great, Jelly Roll.
Same.
I think he's awesome.
But I'm not okay, but I'm going to be all right.
This New England Patriots team will someday be all right,
yes.
I think. Drake May on the decision to play for overtime, and we will talk to Gerard Mayo about that coming up. Curtis has been Zaprudering footage of Jonathan Kraft.
Yeah, you look at Jonathan, he goes back and go for two.
It went back and to the left.
All right, so we got to have this on Twitch. I think the Mitch man has it up there. You can see the touchdown is scored.
Yeah.
Unbelievable play by Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
And they pan up to the owner's box, and you see Jonathan at the tail end.
Start to say, go for two.
Yeah, I think that's what he says.
Yeah.
And so this is not a big deal in the grand scheme of life. This specific play at this specific time, kicking the extra point, not the end of the world. What is concerning to me is the chaos or the inability to have a plan. You know, one thing that I will always credit Bill Belichick with is situational awareness.
Hold on, write this down, please. Go ahead.
Situational awareness.
Yes.
He was as good as anybody. I think he was able to be great at those details because Tom allowed everything else to be taken care of on offense, but nonetheless, many coaches don't.
Wiggy talks about this all the time. He would have these guys, he planned for every possible eventuality,
right,
whether it would ever occur or not.
I mean, my favorite one of all time was the Monday night game in 03 against the Broncos where Lonnie Paxton snaps it off the upright, intentional safety. They end up winning that game. Just awesome.
Yeah.
So that is a concern that on that drive, or even when they begin the drive down a touchdown, that they don't have a plan in place to say, if we score, we're going to run this play. And
well, the plan was, if we score, we're going to kick the extra point.
It didn't seem like that was the plan all along, because then why wouldn't Mayo just say we decided on the drive that we were going to kick an extra point?
What do you mean?
Curtis, you're saying he
doesn't answer the media's question.
Yeah.
It's the manner in which he answered it. Not that he didn't say, you know, we were going to do a oop-de-oop right. It's that he was hemming and hawing and wondering about getting a story straight.
Good
from
question.
My perspective.
Good question, but I'm not going to answer it right now.
Seems like an odd thing to say.
Hopefully he will answer it when he's on with us.
Well, then I guess the question you asked him was, were there conversations prior to scoring the touchdown on if you do score, are you going to go for two or kick the extra point?
Yeah.
Because if he says, well, the whole plan was to kick the extra point, I guess maybe.
But that's not what he said.
No. But I'm saying if that's the plan, that he's just not telling us.
It seemed like there wasn't a plan. That's I think what a lot of people have issue with.
No, a lot of people are like, why didn't you go for two?
Because they didn't have a plan.
Or have an answer as to why you didn't.
Well, the plan was to kick the extra point. I think a lot of people are upset as why you didn't say, hey, great question.
But the plan was always to play for overtime and win it in overtime.
Right, remember what he told us, that he only tells us what he wants us to know?
That is true.
But you could say that we had a plan to go for two. The chaos of that play, we're out of timeouts, they were gassed, you know, I just thought it was the right thing to do. I think that's another fine answer.
I think we will, we'll talk to him about that coming up. Gerard Mayo will be with us here at Gillette Stadium shortly. Right now, though, we got to get to this.
It's time for...
No longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house.
The news.
It's on your laptop, then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Do a fingerprint or something instead of you having to see my boobs.
Yeah. Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood out?
Well, officials have identified the man killed in a stabbing in Chelsea on Friday as 40-year-old Juan Osorio. Police are investigating after Osorio was found with numerous stab wounds around 7 a.m. in Volk Park. We can hear from one resident speaking to WCBB.
Just shocked. Shocked in a way, again, because, you know, it's at a park. You wouldn't think to see that at a park.
Mm. I mean, what's going on? It's like every day there's a shooting in broad daylight. There, it's like around Boston, it's getting worse and worse.
Mm. People are
on
people,
edge.
People are on edge.
But you think because of the election?
Yes. I am terrified. Honestly, I am so scared for Wednesday for America.
You are?
I have never been this afraid in my life.
Really?
I think we are at this, and it is apolitical. I think both sides are, I'm terrified of all outcomes for what the world will look like the next day. Because I fear that one person will not accept an outcome should he lose.
Yeah.
And I fear the other side not knowing what to do should he win.
Yeah.
And both yield very dangerous outcomes in my perspective.
Well, you can just stay inside all day.
I mean, that's sort of my life anyway.
Just
stay away from Castle Island and I'm fine.
We've been dealing with this forever, so just go out there and live your life. So social media, Courtney, is why you have so much anxiety.
Just make sure to have a plan when you go to vote. Like, if I see one more influencer say, like, have a plan, bring an umbrella in case it rains, pack a snack.
Oh, my God.
Like,
they do not say that.
No,
pack
my God,
snack?
Yes. Pack a snack.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you need to pack a snack.
I will be.
Okay.
Just in case.
All right.
You never know how long it could take.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
understand.
Get a loaf of bread.
There is a warning because an older woman in Malden was scammed out of thousands of dollars. This is a story that I've received this message before, and you got to know it's a scam and not to click on the link or to get somebody on the phone, because the scammer pretends to be a border control officer saying that whoever they're reaching out to, in this case, this woman, had a package held up at the border from Mexico. They claimed the package had 2 pounds of cocaine, meth, fake social security cards, and money for laundering. And the border patrol officer said that they were going to send her over to a U.S. marshal. Now, these are all fake.
Yeah.
It's not a U.S. border control person and not a U.S. marshal. They told her she could come to Texas with a lawyer to clear her name or go through another process to be cleared in 24 to 48 hours. How anybody could fall for this is like crazy to me. But they then guided her to a local Bitcoin machine to deposit money. After that, thousands. Missing.
Oh, the poor lady.
What's a Bitcoin machine?
I never heard of it, but a lot of scammers are using them. Like, there was a story we did recently about a guy who went to like a 7-Eleven and the cashier stopped him because they could hear the phone conversation that this older gentleman was having with somebody, and it was a Bitcoin machine at the 7-Eleven, and it was the same exact thing. So I had never heard of a Bitcoin machine, but I guess once you put in the information, then they can like drain
your bank account. I seen one at a gas station, and I guess it's like, you know, for people who have Bitcoin, it's a way for them to...
It's like an ATM. Yeah, you just take money out and you can get it.
Really?
Yeah. We could hear from the victim, Linda Dolph, on BZ.
Now, by the way, I checked out the federal sites, and both of the people I spoke to are listed on those federal sites. And the telephone numbers they were calling from were on those federal sites.
Yeah, the scammers, man. The scammers, they're getting more and more advanced.
This is not right. On the Subaru of New England text line, a texter says, happy birthday, Greg. You're 1 year away from this. I am not. I'm not a year away.
I do worry about you a little bit because you're not very good with like technology.
I'm great with technology.
Not really. And so I worry that you could fall victim to this where, like, you know, you have the glasses on your head squinting like, Lindsay, I'm getting border control.
I'm not going to fall for a scam. Okay.
Be careful. We've all been there before.
You got to get up on that road. You got to get up pretty early in the morning.
It happened to Whitney last summer.
No, you don't. Not today. The scammers
today. You fell for for one.
Yeah, because the scammers today are extremely, extremely talented.
You had your bank account drained by one.
No,
of these
it things. Wasn't completely drained, but they took some money.
Yeah.
OnlyFans?
No. The scammers, I'm telling you.
No, it was a diplomat from Nicaragua.
No.
They know how to get the...
It was the
Prince of Nigeria.
Nope.
Right?
When the deposed king's son calls.
Here's what I'll say. This is all fun and jokes now, till it happens to you.
I agree with you. I agree. It hasn't happened to me yet.
Mom and Dad, if you're listening, I do think we should do similar things for my parents as we do for young kids. Like, just have the phone for calls for family.
Yeah.
And that's it?
That's it. Because, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, if you find yourself in a situation like this and they're saying, come to Texas with a lawyer, go to Texas with a lawyer. Don't go to a Bitcoin machine. And and if you are being accused of trying to get drugs across the border in fake Social Security cards, you're not just going to be able to pay your way out.
No, I wouldn't go to Texas with a lawyer either. I mean,
call your lawyer.
I think if the Border Patrol or a U.S. Marshal needs to talk to you, they're going to do it in person.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing, though.
Good point.
What they do, they lure you into it. They
Courtney's whole plan was debunked in 5 seconds.
No. What they do is they know who you are, so they're talking about going to the border in Texas with an older lady. For you, the scam was, hey, we got Taylor Swift tickets here for you. Go to this.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Legitimately was at the border. We have a package that's trying to come over the border, and I looked at it, laughed, and deleted the message.
But an older person wouldn't get it. But if they said, "Hey, we got a we put your name in, you got
like
chance."
I won Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah, that's how they know how to get like the people. The older people are like, "Oh my God, drugs and a border. I gotta go."
Yeah, that's true.
All right,
we flipped the clocks back an hour.
That was so close.
I really caught it.
Oh, dear.
Yesterday morning at 2 a.m., Senator Ed Markey continues to advocate against changing the clocks. He shared a video on social media over the weekend. Here's what he had to say.
We need year-round daylight saving time. We need to make sure that the hour of sunlight, of daylight, is in the evening so that people's mouths can be turned upwards in a smile. And they can keep that daylight that just makes them feel so much better than having it earlier and earlier in the morning. So daylight saving time, we got to get it done.
What's taking so long? I'll vote for this.
Yeah.
I would too.
I mean, I think it's in Congress. I think they approved it. Getting rid of it. I don't know. I mean, it's not the most important issue that our country is dealing with. But
yeah. I thought that was very well said by
Ed Markey.
Ed Markey.
He's decided he's going to run again one more term. And when he gets to the reelection time, he will be 80 years old.
Oh.
Ed Markey.
Wow.
So another 6 years, and he'll be 86.
So the people's mouths can be turned upwards in a smile.
Doesn't he also talk about the windmills being directed at us or something?
Yes.
Anyway.
You said this morning when we got here that we should do away
with
it.
It's crazy. I don't get it. I honestly don't. James was asleep last night at like 5:15. So, like, he's up a couple times. And like, everybody's system is off.
Mm-hmm.
For what? So the sun rises at 6:30 instead of 7:30?
Yeah, right. And I don't know how it's got to be so difficult. Everybody says, yes, we're on board. Isn't it like the change should happen like that? Why does everything, when they approve it, it takes 10 years for it to actually go into effect?
And the other thing about this is what they say, Greg, is that it's for the farmers. So why can't the farmers do their own stuff, call it whatever time it is?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you're harvesting something in the crops in the morning, what matters what time it is?
Yeah. Wake up a little earlier.
Right. Why are we all inconvenienced?
We've been talking about it all morning, but Election Day is tomorrow, and we're hearing from at least one candidate on the death of Peanut the Squirrel. Big news over the weekend.
Who is Peanut the Squirrel?
Peanut the Squirrel has become like a social media influencer of sorts.
Okay.
You know how there are pet influencers out there?
It's like the Quahog.
Yeah. Peanut the Squirrel has climbed the ranks.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Peanut the Squirrel was euthanized for allegedly biting somebody.
Oof. Oh.
And
so wait. A person owned Peanut.
Yes.
As a pet.
Yes.
Turned them into an influencer.
Correct.
And then Peanut bit somebody.
Yep.
And so they came and they took Peanut away to the the oak tree in the sky.
Right. Well, they say all dogs go to heaven. I don't know about squirrels.
Okay.
But J.D. Vance says that Trump fired up about it. Here's what he had to say at a rally in North Carolina.
So I know Don's fired up about Peanut the squirrel. We were on the way down here from Cincinnati. He was like, you know, is it really the case that the Democrats murdered the Elon Musk of squirrels? And I said, yeah, it sounds like, have you seen the videos of this squirrel?
Yeah.
He's like, he's a genius. Or he was.
Yeah.
Or he was.
That was J.D. Vance?
Yeah.
Do you see the Mediaite story that they ran with a fake condolence from Donald Trump? And they were saying that everybody that Donald Trump had issued a statement on the passing of Peanut.
No, I didn't
It was entirely
that.
False. Yeah.
Who is next in line when it comes to pet influencers to take over that space from Peanut?
That's a great question. I'm trying to find the name of Peanut's brother, who's also a bit of an influencer. Well, yeah, I mean, Harry is an influencer.
Is Mudang still popular?
Yes, very popular.
What about Harambe?
Was it walnut? R.I.P. Chestnut?
No, it's not a squirrel. It's
not
like
a squirrel.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Where the heck did it go?
Who's the one you mentioned, Shine?
Mudang is the hippo from, I think, China.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
A little baby hippo.
No, and people have been, actually, zoos have been very good about being like, it's always Mudang this, Mudang that. And then they'll show their own hippo at their zoo and say, like, come visit, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I thought they'd like be a panda bear or something like that. I feel like people love that.
Sometimes there's also a penguin out there, too, that's pretty popular. I forget his name. I think it's like King or something.
Fred the Raccoon. That was Squirrel's
Fred
brother.
Raccoon, okay.
So Fred the Raccoon has a good following as well.
Wasn't Fred wasn't taken with Peanut.
No, just Peanut was taken.
Oh, just Peanut was taken.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
Somebody's eating Peanut.
We should take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news coming up in just a little bit. And Jerod Mayo will be with us, as he always is, on Mondays here at Gillette Stadium during the 9 o'clock hour.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.